Lucia Garduño poses a challenge that gets to the basics of English.
Let's read it together. Does we have a broken arm?
That mangled grammar is a test for her students. Some are recent immigrants. Others have been in the country several years.
Is it correct?
No. Why?
Because
Arisbel Maldonado came from Mexico a decade ago. She's 29 and has three girls and a boy. Maldonado says she needs to learn English so she can talk to their teachers. A big obstacle? What to do with her kids while she's in class. She searched online but couldn't find the right program until now. And the West Dallas Library is more than a place to drop off the kids. They're learning, too. That's 5-year-old Madeline Rivera, who says she visits the library every day. She likes to draw and paint. And the big focus for these kids? Reading. Her teacher, Rosalinda Crescencio, gets the students to repeat words and ask questions while she reads to them.
But we also ask them to draw us a picture at the end, just so that we can see that they're actually learning and understanding what it is that we're reading to them.
Raising the education level is crucial for an area like West Dallas. More than half of adults never finished high school. More than 60% of the families speak Spanish at home.
There really is a struggle for education here in West Dallas that crosses race and ethnicity lines.
Jasmine Afrikawala is Community Engagement Coordinator for the Dallas Public Libraries. She says on registration days, lines to sign up for the free classes stretch out the door. Some adult students, like Griselda Pauline, are still more comfortable speaking Spanish. She says she's been practicing, like on a recent trip to a medical clinic where everyone only spoke English. She managed to fill out paperwork and talk to the receptionist, which means her children don't have to be the interpreters.
Most of the kids here are children of immigrants. It's probably like 99% of these kids.
Steve Pacheco teaches ages 5 through 8.
Their first language is Spanish, so it's really hard for them to read English. But some of the kids here, like, they're learning a lot of English as they come to the library, so it's really nice.
Pacheco says the children adapt quickly, like Arisbel Maldonado's 8-year-old daughter, Daniela, who's in the middle of a book.
Carl and the Puppies, about a dog named Carl that is taking care of 3 little puppies.
With the help of Carl and those pups, Daniela is well on her way to mastering English and maybe even helping mom learn it too. Stella Chavez, KERA News.